Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Athletic.
The Phil Hay Show.
Hello there, welcome to the show. The Phil Hay Show brought to you by The Athletic and The Square Ball. Get in touch with the show at The Phil Hay Show is the new Twitter account. I'm Dan Moylan, hello, and today joined by my colleague from The Square Ball, Michael Normanton.
Hello.
And of course, Phil Hay recovering from his surgery that he had at the end of April. Doing well, Phil. Before he went off, we recorded a top 10 signings feature that's going to run every week for 10 weeks, so you will still hear Phil's voice on the show. We started that a few weeks ago, and now we are round to number 7. And while Phil is absent, if you've been listening in recent weeks, you'll know we're having guests in from the world of Leeds United. Taking a break, actually, next week, so we're having a little week's holiday. We'll be back the week after, just before the Euros kick off. On the show this week, though, I'm really pleased to say we've got Leeds United's Director of Football and one-man army, Victor Orta. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
We'll get into it with Victor in just a second, but just a quick reminder right now that you can subscribe to The Athletic. Grab yourself a bargain. Special price of $3.99 a month for 6 months, 40% off the full price of a subscription, and you can enjoy all that great analysis and in-depth features from the very best team of football writers around, plus ad-free versions of all these podcasts. To take advantage of that offer, it's at theathletic.com/LeedsPod. theathletic.com/LeedsPod. Let's get straight into it then, Victor. And how are plans coming along for the transfer window?
Well, okay. You know, it's a situation that we discuss off the record, no? For all the people finish the season and looks a relief. And in my mind, it's only 1 second relief. Say no, again, start the days. Only arguing with people by phone, by Zoom, receiving strange calls, a strange message. Because to be honest, one day it's you analyze any WhatsApps that I receive, like, we have the new Messi from Gambia, and this guy is really, really incredible. Like the people in the business try offer you players, and or when you receive an offer from 10 different agents, the same player. And you need to detect it, what is the real agent or these kind of things. And it's a strange period, but still I love the market because it's like create the foundations that the real hidden work. And I discuss a lot with coaches, and even we, Marcelo, discuss about that. Sign a player is really difficult. Train is more easy because at the end you can manage daily the people that you know. But sign a player, you need to put a lot of people aligned, a lot of player, entourage of the player, agents or agency of the player, team that you are going to buy, the coach that the other team, our synergy with obviously our technical department, our staff, and it's our board, his board. It's a lot of people that one thing can change. Well, we can remember Daniel James' situation. That one thing can make all in the opposite side and create a lot of work for nothing.
I take it though, Rodrigo de Paul is nearly finished then. That's nearly done, yeah.
I know that you love because like you put the favorite of the tweet, and now he's our player for the other. What's really clever movement on Rodrigo de Paul? Choose the best magazine of Leeds United to put a favorite and then create all this hype that he's creating.
I take it that's not going to happen then.
I don't know. It's really difficult. It's a player with a good evaluation. And we have ambition. But you know, we need to assume with a lot of people in this room that know the history of Leeds United really well. More time, the Leeds United make the mistakes to don't try create, and I read 3 books complete about the history of Leeds United, to then try create what is the difference between big conservative ambition, real ambition, and ambition not real. And when Leeds United jump in the ambition not real was when started the real problems.
Peter Ridsdale then.
Yeah. I started the real problems. Now, I love one team in Spain that make the things really amazing. That was Deportivo La Coruña. winning trophies, going to Elland Road to play a quarterfinal, but play a semifinals of Champions League. Now he's in the third tier in Spain. One day, Deportivo La Coruña steal a player, Flavio Conceição, to Real Madrid for spend more transfer and more salary than Real Madrid. For me, this day, Deportivo La Coruña start to be where he is now. And then it's not bad, it's not good. We need to try battle with our weapons to try get the best for us, but always having the badge up of us. Because for me, what can be a really easy to my work? Pushing the ball, pushing all the people, money. I leave the club in 3 years. All the people pay the bill rest. I'm back to League One for bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. I made really well, no? I get there. I put the best player here. I take all the credit. In 3 years, I receive an offer from back Spain. And then, no, the bills for the next persons. This is not fair.
So it's about being more careful, a little bit more careful with Leeds United.
Not careful in our limit, mm-hmm. in our seat. And even in this level, we train bring players, no? Are you happy with the transfer from the last summer?
Very.
And then this is our level. Mm-hmm. This is our level, perhaps, of transfer. Even perhaps Rodrigo can be more up than our level because we trust in our first season one signing like that for try have the sure and ensure the Premier League, but this is our level and we need to live in our level. In our level, obviously, is obviously really big names that we cannot approach, and obviously I want to play for us in Leeds United, but I grow in this education in Sevilla Football Club and we won trophies. I know how many times we are near to win the league, only one time in 7 years, but we was there. But we won Europa League, we won King's Cup, we won European Super Cup against Barcelona, and in our level. And then this is the thing that we need to perfect measure between the ambition and the commitment with the club to build a consistency from the future. The other day, I called the director of football of Real Sociedad, Roberto Olave. They made an amazing season. They won the King's Cup, the second team promoted to second division. That is incredible. And then I am talking with him and he told me, you know what? For me, one of the most clever person in the world of football. He told me, all the people evaluate our work in terms of you buy this player cheap and sell expensive, you win this trophy, this result, and nobody give evaluation about the stability of the club. And I feel really proud to bring stability to Real Sociedad. And it was a thing that from this comment session started to obsess me, because for me, this is the really good way. If we can, after 5 years, or I don't know the time, if I leave this club and have stability, and one day is 9, another 9 is 6, another 9 is 13, because it's a difficult link, another 9 is 14, another link is 5, and we go to semifinals, Europa League, I don't know, but at least stability. One situation mm-hmm. that to be stable, for me, this is a value that I want to live here when I leave Leeds United.
Yeah. So how much work have you done so far for the new season? So if you were to say percentage, is it 75% ready to enter the market, or 90%? How far down that road do you think you are?
It's difficult to explain the percentage because it's like two different situations. No? One is the technical point of view that is absolutely 100% done. I don't need to watch a video now for detecting if the player is good or bad. Is I making now, I making anything bad, or all my team, that is the real important part of me. Because when I have only the image, but behind me is a lot of people, that the real ones, the betters, more better than me. They know more football than me. They make better reports than me. They interpret the stats of football better than me. They take a lot of times in the cars, outside of kilometer with his, outside of his houses, better than me. And they are the real key. The real key of Leeds United, this is scouting department that is really, really, for me, essential for the process. Obviously, this process is done. That at the end now, one video cannot change a perception of a player. All the people talk about the Euros. No, it's a player playing the Euros. I remember when Toto Schillaci was the best in the 90s and Juventus going to sign and then nothing. Or all the Senegalese players that play really good in Korea, Japan, 2002, and then they don't perform really well. Haji Diouf, Papabao Diop, or Fadiga, or this kind of player. In the past, this kind of things was different because in the past, the big competitions was the only showcase for the player. Now, what is the Euros or even the Euro 20 under 21. If a player arrived to the Euro under 21 or the is quarterfinal now, and I don't have a single report of each player in this under 21, I think I need to sack two of my people. Then now, for me, it's another part of the job that is absolutely different than the first part of the job.
So is it then you've got the data, now you need to kind of finish the job, if you like. Is that what you mean? You
have the negotiation, availability, because now one player that was available 1 month ago, perhaps now is not available. The opposite, one player that perhaps was not available, case of Rafinha. Rafinha was not available during all the summer because I called the first time Deco May or June, and he called me 2 days before end of the. Now he's available for circumstances of his of rents. No, then now is the second part of the decision: is negotiation, is convince, is talk. Now the football changed a bit. In the past, I think it was more easy. Now the new generation of players want the things really clear because have a lot of access to the information that is good in bad in the same case that need to be really, really try explain. I am really proud with Robin Koch say one day that the presentation that we made in PowerPoint was absolutely decisive for his decision because at the end the presentation is only this is yours, this is Leeds United, you play in this level, do you think we can fit there? This is the club, this is the history, this is the city, this is our coach, this is our mentality, this is our fans, this is our DNA. This is all. Then you feel free to take the decision. And then this is the methodology that we try make with all the transfers. When the player cross the door, know all the good, the very good, the bad, and the very things bad things about us. And then I think this is more easy to be successful.
Do you have an idea now about the numbers that you want to do this summer? So have you got, so let's say, three targets, or is it a fluid situation?
No, we have a real clear situation, but obviously more time in the market, you need to be always ready for happen things in terms of, I don't know, hope so. It's a difficult market with all happening in the world about COVID, but imagine that one player receive a crazy offer and one leave us. We cannot test, we need to be ready for that, but obviously we have ideal world planning that we are going to try follow. And like we discussed in the last summer, we prefer now the quality than the quantity. That at the end, the quality can give us a value that we have, that we are making really well. We are finishing 9th position in the best competition in the world, the most difficult competition in the world. Try improve that. We need to be really, really clear to decide.
Mm-hmm. So do you know the positions that you want to fill then, you and Marcelo?
Yes, obviously.
Can you give us a little insight into this?
At the end, all the people know, because at the end, like, you know, at the end, we have a situation that all the people know that we need players in perhaps any different position, but not a lot of players.
No. Do you have a number of targets for each position? I mean, we spoke to Angus before. He said you will have 5 for each position. Mm. Are you still in a situation now where you've got, let's say, 5 left backs or 5 midfielders?
Less.
Yeah, you're making the number smaller now then. Yes. So you're working on a smaller pool of targets.
Yes.
And do you feel...
In this part of the process, because perhaps 2 months ago is 20 per position.
Yeah.
And then the part of the process is 2-3 names, no more.
I guess what I'm trying to get at now is how close do you feel like you are to getting a signature on a contract, for example?
It's a strange market, this. I think obviously I want that all the new players start the preseason like goal. I have still a long, long month of June. And obviously I hope so that the month of June we can try finish the job. But we can put our effort. But we say before, it's not always in our side. Mm-hmm. When the people say, a news there, perhaps from our side is all the work done. But it's a lot of people involved that is out of our control to try help the transfer or not. No? Mm-hmm. And then is the situation more times you are making all and the player is not coming, but it's not your fault. It's fault for a lot of circumstances.
We're round to number 7 in your top 10 players since 2006, top 10 signings. that's the period that you've been covering Leeds. Phil, we recorded these in April before you went into hospital. Fingers crossed you're recovering well by the time this goes out.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah. Number 10 was Patrick Kisnorbo. Number 9, Robert Snodgrass. Number 8, Luciano Becchio. Give us your number 7.
Number 7, it's not him, but which of you two remember the name Fredrik Sorensen?
Centre-back we were meant to be signing, was he?
Very good, yeah. Came over from Juventus, and not unlike some other deals that didn't quite happen under Chiellino, came with the intention of signing and didn't. It all fell apart at the last minute. There was a back and forward with his agent and arguing over money and all sorts of things. And on the Thursday morning when he was expected to train with Leeds and the rest of Dave Hockaday's squad, he didn't. And then before long, he was back on the plane home, and that was that. One of the reasons that they decided to look at Sorensen was because they'd had a dabble with Liam Cooper at Chesterfield and had got nowhere with that initially, so decided to leave it alone. And they were bringing in Belushi, but they needed another central defender. And ideally, they wanted to get Sorensen if they could. They didn't get Sorensen. They went to Millwall. They lost very badly down there on the first weekend of the season. It wasn't a heavy scoreline, but it was a really woeful performance. And straight away on the Monday, they were back in the ring for Cooper, and they got the deal done with Chesterfield for around about £600,000. And I know that over the years, Cooper has not been everybody's cup of tea, and I know that he still seems to divide opinion to some extent. But if you think about what he's actually done and what Leeds have had for the £600,000 that they've invested in him, 200 plus appearances for the club. He's been the captain of the club in all of Bielsa's seasons, including one when they reached the playoff semi-finals, including last year when they won the championship title by 10 points. He's been pretty much, bar an injury, a mainstay in the defence this season as well, and in a team who, yes, have conceded a lot of goals, but also are up 11th, 10th in the table, you know, comfortably safe from relegation. And I think if you look at closely at what Cooper has helped to do, he's helped to facilitate this switch towards a ball-playing team, a side who are just absolutely intent on having possession and keeping possession and playing out from the back and rotating and switching play. He said to me when I interviewed him last year that he felt that Bielsa had been good for him because despite his height and everything else, he wasn't a centre-back who was at his best when he was being asked to hoof the ball away and to head clearances and to play as an old-fashioned centre-back would do. He always felt he would be at his best with a manager who asked him to get the ball down and to play with it. And I think that's been borne out in his performances under Bielsa. I think he's been excellent on the pitch. I think he's been very, very influential off the pitch as well. And I don't think you can discount the value of that. And again, £600,000, I think that has been very, very good value.
I think there are going to be a number of players in the top half of this list that tick this particular box, but it's as much about his journey and his development as it is anything else, because he's gone from being a player who, when we signed him in those early seasons, you would never, no way have said he will be our stalwart captain in the Premier League.
I think back to the Gary Monk season when Kyle Bartley came in on loan and he was playing with Janssen, and pretty much everyone agreed that that was what we needed. We suddenly looked quite solid from set pieces. The defence was very good in general. And if at the end of that season someone had said, Cal Bartley's coming in on a permanent transfer, Liam Cooper's going, I think you would have been a handful of people disagreeing with that as a decision. And the trajectory of Cooper versus both Janssen and Bartley since that point has been interesting to watch.
Well, Bartley went back to Swansea after that season. And towards the end of the 17-18 season, they'd gone through Christensen and had Heckenbottom at that point, and it had all gone horribly wrong. There was loads of contact with Bartley, and there was a genuine intention in the background at Elland Road that they might try to get that deal done. And then it all went completely quiet. And having assumed that they would compete quite hard to get Bartley, nothing seemed to happen. He went to West Brom. They didn't really get in the mix. And it seems quite apparent that that was because they had gravitated towards a point in Bielsa. Bielsa had looked through the squad and said, I feel that in terms of centre-backs, I've got what I need. He was offered Ben White at that point as well and said, no, I'm fine. You know what we have enough cover. We've got Berardi, we've got Janssen, we've got Liam Cooper as well. I think particularly with Berardi and Cooper, he saw them as ball players who would absolutely be suited to his style of play. And I guess the highest praise you can pay Cooper is that Bielsa always uses him, always plays him, and has always retained him as captain. And even against Sheffield United a few weeks back, Pascal Struijk had been very, very good before then and didn't deserve to lose his place. But Cooper deserved to come back in, and you knew that he was going to come back in because that is, he is very much Bielsa's go-to guy at the back.
And we've got leadership qualities in there and character as much as footballing ability. Let's not underestimate that.
And take it from me, this is not an easy club to captain. This is can be a really, really tough club to be captain of because you are the figurehead of everything that's going on. You're the face. You're most likely the person that gets rolled out when things are going wrong. And, you know, Cooper jokes himself about the fact that, the old nickname of League One Liam was, to his mind, there were times when it was actually fair. You know, it was actually fair criticism levelled at him that he wasn't playing particularly well. But you're now talking about somebody who's captaining a mid-table side in the Premier League. And I think his journey's been extraordinary, really.
Speaking of those leadership qualities, I look forward to seeing where Kevin Nichols appears on this list.
It is the top 10 list of signings since 2006. The last 15 years that Phil's been covering Leeds United. 10, Paddy Kisnorbo, Snoddy at number 9, Becchio at 8, and then Liam Cooper at number 7. And tune in next week to find out who takes the number 6 slot.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back with Leeds United's Director of Football now, Victor Orta. This is part two of our chat on the Phil Hay Show. So do you have a market in mind that you want to shop in? Because we're looking at France looks like a good market to operate in because the TV deal had problems last year. Spain, again, some of the clubs there seem to be struggling financially. So are those markets that you are looking into, or is it the whole of Europe world?
Obviously, in the new GVI, Brexit points influence a lot about the markets, because now from the real targets you need to go to the top 5, top 8 leagues, because the other, for find a player in another tournament, need to be international or play European competition, or that is not really easy with the new GVI points. Not really easy about Spain. At the end, for me, the information that I received from Spain is clear, is easy, it's normal at the end, because I have a lot of sources about that. All the people told the same about France. No, this year it's cheap, this year it's cheap. I don't have the same feeling. Perhaps it's because it's the start and nobody can show his weaknesses to say it's cheap. But it's true that all the people talk about that. And my first feeling is not perhaps because it's the start of the market and all the people say, no, we are okay, we are okay, we are okay. And perhaps in 6 weeks it's different. And obviously all the people, we are thinking about the fans, because nobody have sure that the next year is the number of the fans per league. And this is an important part of the budget situation. No? And obviously we are thinking about that constantly, and depends of the other countries that was happened. But we need the fans in a terms of emotional perspective a lot. And even for my safety health, that I need to be starting a new calm position, and we need the fans in a perspective of budget that is really relevant.
Do you feel pressure at this time of year? Is this the time of year when the pressure is biggest?
I don't know the word is pressure. I feel more pressure on the games. No, the word is not pressure. I feel responsibility, or I don't know, but pressure is, I feel more pressure on games. Because games, why? At the end, my influence is zero, and then obviously you feel the pressure and the scare to the bad feeling to lose or to have a bad result or all the suffer. And here, like, I feel more under control of the situation, and still I am young, but I am 16 summers of recruitment. My last 16 summers, except one that I was out of Elche and I don't work, I make all the last 16 summers in terms of recruitment, no? And then I still understood more what the things happen or what not happen. And when I start signing and I say, it's not coming. Why? You know, because I don't know. Yeah, the jigsaw is not all. Mm-hmm. When I start, I say, he's coming.
And do you enjoy this time of year? Do you enjoy the transfer? You don't?
No, I don't enjoy. I enjoy with a good meat, with a good wine, a good film, a good football game, but with them. Because it's difficult. I told you off the record, it's argue daily. So perhaps I told by phone 10, 12 hours per day, and 6 hours is have arguments with people in all the sense. And then obviously this is not a thing for enjoy. I know this kind of person to enjoy argue.
So that's kind of, it's the cornerstone. It's the main part of your job though, isn't it? To make sure that the next year is ready. So if you don't enjoy it, why do you do it?
It's like, this part is not enjoyable. I say to you one thing that is enjoyable. By example, when you finish a deal and all the people involved, from the person that the club secretary making the contract and the scouts and the other and there, and wow, you watch the first good performance of a player on the pitch. And then it's like a butterflies here, and you feel like this is enjoyable.
I think that's the same feeling for the fans, isn't it?
Like you say, wow, all the process resuming a shooting Goodison Park, no? Mm-hmm. And you feel that, and this is enjoyable. This is enjoyable.
Do you find it easy to relax?
Now I start to make kickboxing, and was good. I start to be more relaxed.
You seem like a man who would kickbox.
my coach, Graham Roach, that I think was 3 or 4 times a British winner of kickboxing, I make in Wakefield. I start to feel really better. I imagine things when I punch, and then I feel really better.
You say you start to enjoy it when you see the players doing well. How do you feel when a player comes in and does badly, and how do you deal with that personally?
Absolutely sit. But you know, and obviously this is, I am going to try explain quick, but for me it's the key that the fans need to understand these kind of things. I hate when the people say to me, what a master, what a master stroke, what a dare. And I put you an example. And to try evaluate in the good, in the bad way. Ben White, here in this room, we can say absolutely decisive for promotion. Best player this year? Best player in this tournament this year? Yes, no. If not best, top 5, for me best. Now even in England squad, no? Ben White don't play one game in Championship before. The loan in Newport was really good. It's when we start to monitor, because we watch in our game, and to be honest, I feel impressed, because in the first moment I remember Sergio Ramos. I said, who is this kid playing in the line of Newport? I said, what? I remember, and was really impressed. The loan in Peterborough, you can text any fan from Peterborough, more or less. It's true that perhaps in a style of football that he not suit his level, but more or less. And all the people always, even in Brighton, is soft. It's soft. A Championship cannot meet the physical. But we think that the skills that he have is really fit for us in terms of distribution, quick, all the style of our special center backs, because our center back need to have a special skill. First game is against Bristol. Better have the red card of the semi-final and need to play yes or yes. If we review the pre-season, not bad, not good, normal. Even he don't travel to Australia because he still arrived late and he doesn't travel to Australia. No? The first action, minute 2 or 3, Kiko passed to Cooper, Cooper passed to him, and he made like a bit heavy touch, a bit 1 meter, and then Famara Diedu is near, and they run. He chip, make a long pass, Jack cross, and Patrick is with the head near to score. Was 1 second, only 1 second. If Famara chip the ball, it's hand versus hand with Kiko, can finish with he touch red card, can finish with goal de Famara Diedu, can finish with penalty of Kiko. I don't know one finish, but perhaps one of his mistakes start when 1-0 in first action important in Leeds United in the minute 3. 5,000 fans of Leeds United behind of the action start to clap, and the kid made like that. And was the best this game. Was the best this game. And this game was Forest home. We won and still make a really, really good mark to Luis Graban. I am thinking, if Ben White make the mistake and we lose 1-0, imagine the social media. Ah, this is the soup of Pontus Jansson. Never play one game in Championship. This kid even doesn't want in Brighton. I told one friend of Peterborough and his seat. Obviously the kid, great, eh? and this fan, the other. First moment in Elland Road, first time with, perhaps his first game with a lot of people in his life, the whisper, because Elland Road whisper is hard. It's hard. I know, in Sevilla, in Sevilla is the same. Whisper. Imagine that make a small mistake, even no finishing goal, a bad pass or there. How can be the year of Ben White about this year? Can be absolutely different. Then, take credit about the good things is stupid, because it's a part of the process. The success of the signings and the fail. We always will take a decision that we made a lot of mistakes. We made a lot of mistakes too, but it's like a part of the process. Nobody is 100% sure and 100% fail. Then you need to take part of this like a part of the process. Obviously, you take personally, because I have the personally to defend a group of war and myself and the people that support me, like Angus Kinnear, to take the decisions and to be responsible on the board. I made this mistake. But in this case, you need to assume all the process, like the even... I am not the god of transfer making good things, and I am not horrible with happening. It's part of the process. I cannot take medal to say, I discovered Ben White of the other. No, it's stupid. Or Rafinha, why me? Or Robin Koch. It's Robin Koch is in Germany. It's a lot of 200 scouts watching. It's Borussia Dortmund make an offer 1 week before to arrive here. And then it's not about the performance. It's about to try think that they are humans, that is reason for perform or for not perform, that obviously, it's difficult, but all the fans don't have all the information because it's normal, because it's a lot of things behind the scenes. But then, even in the success, I don't like take the medal. Oh, yes, Ben White, nobody was in championship and I get from a bad loan in Peterborough and I am the best. No, I am the best, but if he made the mistake, I am sitting the same level. And then what is the level of my work in the same situation? Mm-hmm. Then we need to have, and say that about social media, balance that... about the evaluations is a process, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Okay. So you've got a meeting with Marcelo Bielsa after this. What's it like to work with him? How do you work together?
It's true that all the people talk about these things. It's a bit legend, no? About this kind of thing. He called you later. I take the phone. Unai Emery called me later too. So it's when I was in Seville, 11:30. Today play the final of Europa League and called me later on. And with Aitor, I have really long conversations about that. And with Fran Escrivá in Elche, that we was in a club that don't collect money, the salary from the last 3 months. Imagine if I talk to try how keep the players motivated when we are not calling our salaries, no? So for me, work with a coach is synergy, is try putting his shoes, is try enrich his work. Like director of football, we are on service of the coach, trying to create the best environment to success. And I give a lot of credit of that in the club. And obviously he was the masterpiece in a situation, but I want to give a lot of credit to the club around that. I want to give credit to Mark Broadley, that is the facility managers, trying to get the best environment. I want to credit Angus Kinnear to create that. I want to credit Katie Paul Bell, creating the manager director. I want to give credit James Mooney, giving to credit to allow the fans to understand to the circumstance. You know, now it's easy to say, but when he started to arrive, I received 200 messages for the world of football. You are crazy. You are more crazy than him. You are more crazy than him. What you make. At the end, you are crazy. And then I say to these people, in the Spanish, in the bullfighters, is a quote that when you are going to take the risk of finishing the hospital dying, or you open the big door, that you are making the best bullfighter on the day. No, and I know that decision of Marcelo was that. And I say to my team, after the first year that we create a foundation and we understood the kind of size of the club, that we cannot wait to create a normal medium-term promotion, that is for was my coach with Andrea, this is no medium-term promotion, it's or promotion or no. So we need to take decision. And I know the decision of Marcelo was or a big fail or a big success. No in the middle. But it's the moment to take this risk. And now it's easy to say, but without the help of a lot of people in the club aligning to help in these circumstances, we are not here. Mm-hmm. We are not here. And then is when I discovered the real values of Leeds United, because it's a lot of people, a lot of fans of Leeds United working in Leeds United with really capacity, with really behind the scenes, creating this atmosphere around the team to believe, to achieve the goal was the only solution for us, mm-hmm. and the only solution for this club lift the darkness of the lower divisions in England And I feel really proud of that. And I feel really proud because it's one of my success. Even more than being a player, try create all align. One friend of mine, Alberto Garcia, goalkeeper now in Rayo Vallecano, have three promotions. And one day he's going to visit me. And I said, give me an advice. A small. The office can help to win promotion. Mm-hmm. Why you say? The office. Try create atmosphere from the Monday, the ticketing, and Patrick Bamford scoring the goals, that all can be aligned to get the goals. And yeah, okay. And I start to create stupid things. And we play one game Fridays that it's in Ellen Rose office, is like a fake grass, and it's aligned, and all the people with a ball need to put the ball in the line. The people that get moved on the line, I pay a voucher from Frasenda. And then we create these teamwork things to try all the people aligning in create a club that for me, and all these kind of things for me have really influential to create this atmosphere around the Leeds United.
I was thinking in terms of your personal relationship as well, though, because you're a very passionate guy. So is Marcelo Bielsa. How does that work together?
I think in this moment we know really well each other, and then we are really strategic with each other to try don't upset him or don't upset me, and then we are really good. So they are, because he's the level of clever that he is, it's a challenge. It's a challenge daily. Mm-hmm. Because his level is so high. I think it's Marcelo Bielsa works in medicine. I am not sure, perhaps the cancer situation is going to be better, because his level of clever is focused in football. But if his level of clever is focused in international politics, perhaps, I don't know, Palestine now can be a peace country. I don't know, but this is high level of the clever. And I said a lot of times to him, for me, the problem with you and the football, that I think the football have a limit. I study chemistry, and I know a lot of quantica physical, the other. If Marcelo is quantica physical, perhaps he's Nobel Award. But the only situation is all the intelligence is focused in football. And I think the football in a moment have a limit, like a wall. And this is the situation that more time for me is really challenging and even exciting, because give you, you need to make the best of yourself. And this is really good, to be honest. I feel really good about this challenge.
I read in a previous interview, you said that he had made you a better person and a better professional. How was that?
Like I tell to you, because you need to be better for try cope the level of demanding, no? And then obviously it's good, because I don't care about that. I don't care that one person give me better. In the other, I feel I want this. And perhaps it's in parallel with the players for me. For me, this is one of the keys. It's parallel with the players about that.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Leeds United's Director of Football, Victor Orta, joins us on this week's Phil Hayes Show, and here is part three. You said you were proud of the ninth placed finish. I think we're all very proud as well, and Leeds United is a very happy place right now. How do you keep that when we go into next season? Because we're losing several important players, potentially, particularly Pablo has gone and Gaetano has gone, and maybe Gianni. Is Gianni going?
You know, I don't know. It still is. The contract is until 13th of June. We are going to happen with Gianni. He understands our position. I understand his position. I think the last 2 days we have a good conversation face to face. That is really necessary. Until now, the process, for a lot of reasons, we don't have. Now finish the season, we watch face to face, eye to eyes. I ask him 3 things. his answer was really happy to me, and then it's in his side. Because at the end is the moment that he need to decide about his own ideas to what he want be like a player next year. Mm-hmm. And happened with his decision, I absolutely respect that. Because it's not about Liz, it's about his personal intentions. But for me, I need to defend Gianni in one thing. And I was in football in a lot of times. Gianni don't have a pre-contract. And the level of intensity and physicality and the circumstance that Gianni played the last 10 games without a contract, it's a proud for B of Gianni Alioski. And I need to highlight that. Mm-hmm. Because I know players that in the same situation have a pre-contract and go to the stand. And cases, by example, I remember Victor Valdez, that's happened with Monaco, that have the agreement, but at the end I think it's only pre-agreement, and he broke the ACL. A goalkeeper broke the ACL and then don't go to Monaco and was unemployed near 1 year. Then is the situation that Gianni, happened that happened, is not leaving this club in a bad way. Because I have kind of curiosity that he doesn't have a pre-contract. And the normal way in this kind of things in football, when you, the 1st of January, can sign a pre-contract, is sign a pre-contract, you stay in your team, and the last 2 months, you go to the stand. I have been here, because you care yourself and your new team. Mm-hmm. And he played the last 10 games with a physicality and intensity. I need to be honest. When I was playing in his level, I think he had a pre-contract. Mm-hmm. I need to be honest. I was honest with him. I said to him, because nobody playing this level of challenge, getting risk his life in this level of money that you make a ACL or even in a small ligament injury, it's 3 months out, 4 months out. You don't sign until January for the next year for a team. And then convince me a lot, because in a moment I can think he's playing in this level for try get a better team. But he have offers before, because I know he have offers before February, March. I know. But I think he's playing this level for a start to try that he want to stay. That was a bit psychological strange point of view from Gianni. And to be honest, I need to say that I need to highlight this. Mm-hmm. And happened after that, I need to feel really proud because it was part of the journey from the start. And his behavior until the last minute was absolutely amazing.
Do you think that partly comes from a trust with the club, in the same way that he has seen the way that the club handled Berardi last summer with his injury and how he was kept on? Do you think that maybe comes from that level of commitment throughout the club?
Can be, but still a risk. Because even we need to be honest, it's not the same sign a contract when you are injured that sign a contract when you are healthy in terms of money, mm-hmm. in terms of all. Obviously can be, but still is a risk. For me, still is a risk. I said to him, I think you have a pre-contract, because it's not, I cannot expect it, the physicality involvement, like you are involved, because it's risky. It's really, really risky. And it's a lot of cases that was really bad. I remember even another in Spain that was don't have a pre-contract and was the knee and finished his career and he's going to play in Barcelona. And these kind of things, to be honest, I think it's part of the culture that is the club now. And I want defense one core of players that for me is really relevant about that. And was a player that, when I said Patrick Bamford, I don't sign. That is Stuart Dallas. That is Liam Cooper. That is Luke Eileen. For me, this is an example of players. And I feel really proud to be in a really good squad, plenty of really good professionals. My times of Sevilla, Canute, Javi Navarro, really, really top professionals. Adrián in Elche. But wow. The level of these three, I sign. I don't want to say my signings for anybody said, you signed this player, what you defend then. But I want to involve these three, that is Stuart, Leon, and Luke. They are absolutely an example of professionality and create one atmosphere that is start 0.5-0 in the games. It's start 0.5-0 in the games. And for me, it's one thing that is a treasure. It's a treasure that we need to keep.
We're losing Gaetano and Pablo. What do you have to say about those two? Because it was a day of very big emotions, Ellen Road, on Sunday.
My relation with Gaetano was always really incredible, really straight. Like, he's Gaetano, eh? And more times he's not scared about Gaetano, but Gaetano is straight. And with me, it's the same straight. And then the other day when I say goodbye, I say, I never lie you. And he told me, I never lie you. This is the good way to stay together, to stay together. And he passed bad moments in the finished moments in championship. And we have a bad discussion trying because he won't leave in a moment. And I say, now, when you all the dark moments, come on, give you the chance to play one game in Premier League, Victor. In a moment was far, was really far. And I say, give you the chance. It's not, you are regretting yourself watching from Italy one game of Leeds United in Premier League and there. And now the other day, I remember this conversation and I think at the end, I can cope the promise that I said to him to stay, no? And in the case of Pablo, obviously, it's a situation that for me, Pablo is the example of the performance loving football. Because for me, the love of Pablo feels for the game is like the level of performance. And then he reached one legend level that, to be honest, more times here in England, the word legend is a lot of times.
Too much.
Too much. I need to say that you was legend, 25 games in the team. Okay. 25. It's really easy to say legend here. And Pablo, by example, for me, the goal of Swansea was from Pablo is not I love the history of football. It's not the classical thing that is a coincidence. Only can score Pablo this goal. In my mind, even if you analyze the action, I love Ty, but Ty is near to touch. Remember, it's near to touch. Imagine that. And no, but at the end, the ball finishing Pablo, but not finishing Pablo, in the post and in, that can be post and perhaps another score, or post or the back of the keeper, or was like these kind of things that when one person deserves, happen these things. No? And obviously, for be a part of the fiery tale that was Pablo Swansea, that have a really nice celebration with James Mooney, was more near of boxing, that celebration. But
did you know at that moment the Pablo goal? We've all said that was the moment that we felt we were going to do it. We knew, I think, deep down, even though mathematics weren't quite there yet at that moment, we all knew. Did you know?
Even the draw can be enough, because at the end of the draw, we have Barnsley. Look at that. We forgot, but Barnsley was a really tough game.
Awful.
We forgot, and now, but. It's true that this moment was so much special, because I think we believe that. We believe that one thing that, well, you know better than me, because like a proper fan, you have more insight of your soul, of philosophy of Leeds United. You know what? It's a bit always pessimist around Leeds, and I detect it.
Terrible for it. Yeah.
I think you, like, it's a part of your soul. No?
Yeah.
After the semi-final, one of the things that I feel a bit upset is when cross people on the street, I know that's happened. I know that. But no one, not two, 50 people, Victor, I know what's happened. Or we are horrible. And another that happened during this week when we go to the playoffs, that no 50, no 60, near 100, we are horrible in Wembley. We are horrible in Wembley.
that sounds very, very familiar.
No, we are horrible in Wembley. Don't tell me that. It's not the thing that your director of football want listen before a semi-final. And this atmosphere of pessimism that I detected, and I know the reasons. I understand the reasons in the best moment. Semi-final Champions League against Valencia 5 years later where we are. Or the situation about the final of 75 with our horrible referee, the FA Cup finals with a lot of strange situations there, Doncaster game. I know the reasons, but these are pessimists that I think this goal changed the pessimists.
Yeah. Do you think it's gone? Do you think it's lifted?
I feel more positivism now. And perhaps I am not anybody to educate anybody. And I know the reason, because I analyze the reason. It's the older 50s. Don Revie, that, and then watch the up and downs of the club. I say, come on, I am in the 70s. dominated England, and now I am playing League One. They are upset with the club or with his passion. Because at the end, except two clubs in the world, that is Racing Club Avellaneda and Atletico de Madrid, the rest of the teams, we are happy only winning. These two clubs, they lose and they think that the lose is the way of life. To be honest, it's not my form, I understand. You are fine, are happy winning. Then it's happened with the older 50s. The 30s to 50. More biggest up and downs. The League 92, the semi-final, the League One, that the other, and they are upset because his father said to him, the Don Rivi era is there, and the Don Riva, this is player.
That's my father, yeah.
And this Don Riva, and you are happy with that when you watch play that. And now the most suffering, that this is like I am trying support, that is the older 25, that they are really tired that his father said, Biduka there, and he's really tired that his grandfather said, and he never can say one thing. Only German Beckford, always German in our love, always the German Beckford goal, that is his only memory, really strong. And now these people is creating this memory, really more positive, really more there, tired for being mocked in social media with the other fans, tired to be there. And this is the core that they went think, wow, this is the core that can be more positive, is because now they are start to live his own memories and can say to his father, and sounds a bit weird because can say to his father, I watch score Pablo in Swansea and watch in the way of watching the new world that is really painful with the fan situation. Imagine this away stand with the goal of Pablo, but okay, we need to live in this moment. But then for me, this is the positive that can reach.
Final question then for you, Victor. How do you feel about Leeds United? What does it mean to you now?
I said the other day, and I've fallen in love in the club. I have another experience in England and I can compare. So sorry.
No apologies.
No, because it's true that I am really lucky. Real Valladolid, good club there, Seville, proper fans, proper ultras, proper passion, that even the big rival City, that is really nice, live there when it's Betis, Seville, and the other team, like the Rats play, I call the Rats. And it's like a passion that you take a taxi and the taxi driver recognize you and it from side of the other side tell you. And there, to be honest, I won a lot of derbies there, but I lose one. You know, walking the street. Why? Oh my God. I start to put the cap. But this passion I love because at the end it's the core. One day I appear on TV because I go with the away fans to the other stadium from Seville. Was really criticized. I asked permission the chairman and Monchi, like that I can go with the away fans to watch the game under your responsibility. And at the end appear on TV and then imagine all the social media, what a head of recruitment making that with the ultra, kill me. We won 0-2 by the way. And then I feel this passion. And then I go to Russia, Elche in another circumstance, really proper fan base, bit like another small villas trying fine with the Giants. And then arrive Middlesbrough and still miss a lot of these feelings from Spiel, the feelings of the proper fans of the other. And I arrive here and immediately falling in love. To be honest, I always know the size of the club because I love the history of football and I know that. And I need to give me credit one thing that Ivan Bravo called me. No, Ivan Bravo always tried to hire me for go to work with him in Qatar, in Aspire Academy, like head of recruitment of Aspire Academy. And he tried before Leeds United 4 times. And then when I watched the call, I think, and he's a good friend, I have a good relation. I said, come on, another year say no to this person. That they feel bad because say, come on, he's the only person that offered me jobs. Good. Hey? And there, but he said, Qatar, Aspire. It's like a working football, but no working football. No Saturdays, not there. It's like a position of direction that comfort. No? And when I take the phone, I say, come on, Ivan, again, you put me in this bad position to say no all the years. And I say, shut up. I only want to say one word. And you need to say yes or no. And then you don't need to know more. And see you in 1 week. But you need to say now, yes or no. I say, Leeds United. I say, yes. And hand off.
Perfect.
Hand off. And then I leave the phone and it's in my mind all the things that I watch. I remember perfect the second leg against Valencia. I remember perfect the Raul goal with the hand in Madrid. I remember all this story. I remember the Gibboa goal, and I start to think, wow, this is the challenge that they want. And obviously when I was in the other club of England, I was here in the dark situation. I say, wow, still 18,000 people here, still there. I remember that it was the day that Chiellino make a protest against him, and he helped in the protest. I say, wow, this club is so special. And I feel that. And now after no more the club, my impression is bigger. It's about falling in love about that, because it's a lot of values that I have to understand the football. The value of the passion, the value of the away games, the value of run and football, because more teams have the value now, play good, and the other run, no? Of fighters, no? But they want together, that is a bit weird, no? Or run or play good. No, no, we want all, play good and run. That is this kind of things that give me falling in love in this club. And I don't know what's happening with my future, and this can be record for the rest of the history. But for me, it's absolutely, absolutely zero chances that I work in another club in England. Mm-hmm. After that, obviously, one day I need to try be a bit sun, please, only a bit sun more. But for work in England, for me, will be absolutely, absolutely really difficult. Mm-hmm. Because identify these kind of things, it's like you told me, Vitor, you anytime you are going to work in the other team in Sevilla, absolutely, no. Prefer back to the radio. And you hire me like a pundit. But for me, it will be really, really, really difficult to work in another team in England, because now the identification that I made with the club, I need to be grateful. And for me, it's really relevant.
Victor, thank you. Thank you for the last season and the promotion. You and all of the team and the club and Marcelo, it's been amazing. Please make it continue.
Hope so. And if not, we have your support. That is, for me, they're really important. And obviously, we are working for try improve. We are working for try reach the next level. And we said a lot of times, no? Back to Europe, any good travel with the fans, put 4,000 away fans in a away stand in Europe is my goal. And then perhaps, I don't know, perhaps I need to back to my country, but this is my goal now.
Victor, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And that wraps it up for this week. You can get in touch with the show at The Phil Hayes Show on Twitter. We're having a break next week, as we mentioned at the start of the show, but we'll be back the week after with more Leeds United talk as we head towards Euro 2020. Subscribe to The Athletic for $3.99 a month for 6 months at the minute. If you're not yet subbed, theathletic.com/Leeds pod to take advantage of this special 40% discount. theathletic.com/Leeds pod. We'll see you after the break.
The Phil Hayes Show.